Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, baby. It is time for the No Prize Pick'em Challenge. We do it every Friday at 11 o'clock on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. And here's the deal. We're just going to go through a handful of NFL games on Sunday. And whoever gets the most games right wins. And you know what you get? Nothing.
That's right.
So let's bring in our participants for today. First, it is Jason who is with us. Listener Jason on the show. Good afternoon or good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on here.
I am understanding that you are a postal employee.
That is correct.
Okay. And you listen to the show while you're at work?
I listen to it every day since I found it on 104.1. I love it. I love your guys' show. They actually used me for a commercial on there that I didn't realize until I was driving along on my route and I heard my voice on the radio.
Wow. Well, guess what? You know what you get for that? The same exact
Nothing.
Prize you
That's
get.
Right.
That's right. You get the same
That's
exact
right.
prize you get for being on this thing if you win.
I mean, if anything, we're good for nothing.
That's right. We are also joined, and Jason, you get to participate against former All-Star and Gold Glover, Tom Pagnozzi, who is on the show today. How's it going, Tom?
Great, guys. How are we doing?
Oh,
great.
We're doing great. We're ready to go here. Amy and I are excited about this segment. We always are. So here's the deal, fellas. We're going to go through about eight games or so to see how many we can get through. All we're going to ask you for is to pick the winner. Tell us who's going to win each game. And then you can give us a reason why you think that team is going to win, even if the reason is silly. It doesn't matter, whatever you think. And then we will use the Sunday night game as the tiebreaker. So you will pick the winner of that game and then give us the total amount of points you think will be scored in the game. All right? So very, very simple. Here we go. Let's start with the first game. It is the Vikings and the Steelers. Both these teams are 2-1 on the season. Aaron Rodgers, the Steelers quarterback. The Vikings, they should be 1-2, but they're not. They are 2-1 right now. Jason, who's going to win this one?
I'm going to have to go with the Vikings on this one.
All right. Is it the purple? You just like the purple?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I get that. All right, Tom Pagnozzi, who wins the Vikings-Steelers game?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
All right, Pittsburgh behind Aaron Rodgers.
Well,
whatever. Yeah,
I know. Right. Okay,
I hate him.
I know you do.
I hate him so much.
Well, he looks a little unkempt, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
I don't think the Bears have ever beaten him.
This
ever.
Is hard for me because I do love the Steelers, but I think I am going to go with the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings.
Even though I'm not a huge fan of the purple, TBH.
Honestly, I don't know who I want to win this game. I don't know who I want to win. I think the Steelers will win this one. You know what? I have to root for Aaron Rodgers. I have to. Pittsburgh,
wow.
I'm picking them to win. I need the Vikings to slip to 2-2 because we know what's going to happen with that other game. We'll get to that later. But I need Minnesota to lose here. All right. It is the Commanders and the Falcons. Washington is on the road. They will play the Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Jason.
Oh, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to go with the Falcons.
All right, you're taking Atlanta. Tom?
Washington.
Washington it is. Washington's pretty good.
I am going with Mr. Pagnozzi here. I am going with the Washington Commanders.
guys, I'm going with all of you. Well, the exception of Jay. I'm going against Jason here.
Yeah.
Washington Commanders win on the road. I think that will be a good one. Now, here's an interesting one. I think I know what's going to end up happening. The Detroit Lions are hosting the Cleveland Browns. Remember, the Browns just beat the Packers, who are a really good team, by the way. They just beat them in the last second. So, Lions, Browns in Detroit. Jason?
I'm definitely going with my Lions.
What, your Lions?
Well, I mean, I like them because they just lose all the time. And I just, they're like the underdog for me.
All right. Pags, what do you think?
I'm right there with Jason. You feel for those guys. They've been so bad for so long, and they're tasting victory once again.
Yep, Detroit Lions.
I feel like if I played football, I would run through a wall for Dan Campbell.
Would so you I'm bite going, some kneecaps or no?
I would bite some kneecaps. I would run through multiple walls like the Kool-Aid man, so I'm picking the Detroit Lions.
All right. The Detroit Lions it is. So, we have all gone with the Detroit Lions on this one. I hate to say it.
Wow, boring.
I know. I'd like to see the Lions drop one here, but I just don't think it's going to happen. Unfortunately for me, this is a really good game. I love this one. They both have potential Super Bowl quality. The Buccaneers hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Both teams are undefeated, Jason.
I am going with the Buccaneers over the Eagles.
Wow.
Going with Tampa Bay. Wow. How come?
That's my upset of the week.
Oh, that's your upset of the week?
Because you like Pirates?
Well, I mean, I just think that's the game right there. I think everybody's going to go for the Eagles, but I think Tampa Bay's going to pull it out.
Oh, that's not a bad thinking process. All right, Tom Pagnozzi.
I'm going with the Bucs because I do not like Philly or the Eagles.
That's great.
I'm the same boat.
We'll find out later.
What's your problem with Philly?
Is it the fans or something?
I'm a Cowboy fan.
Oh, you're a Cowboys fan.
Huge Cowboy fan. So, you know, you can't like Philadelphia. It's just, and the city's, you know, it's a great city if you're a visiting player. It's not so much if you're the opposing player. They're rough.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. What's it like playing there as a visitor? I guess if you're struggling and you play for their teams, they're all over you.
Oh, absolutely. When they boo Santa Claus.
Yeah, they boo Santa Claus. Absolutely right. They're hurling Duracells at people.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. That's why I'm picking the Eagles.
You're picking the
anyway, Amy.
Get your Vaseline and lube up those lampposts.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they're not going to do it. They're not going to climb the lampposts yet.
You never know.
They have to get to the Super Bowl first. I'm going with Tampa Bay on this one. I think the Buccaneers win at home. They are the underdog. A 3.5-point underdog, if you're into that sort of thing. Okay, so that's a good one. I'm going to skip this. I was going to ask you about Titans, Texans, but that game's going to stink. You know what? Screw it. Let's go with it. Titans and Texans, both teams are winless.
Yes.
Neither team has won. Remember, everybody talking about C.J. Stroud and how good of a quarterback he is. He hasn't won yet. So the Texans host the Titans. That will be on Sunday. Jason?
I'm going with the Texans just because they're at home. I mean, that's the only really reason.
Yeah, that's a great reason.
That's fair enough. Tom Pagnozzi.
Can I call it a tie?
Two
bad teams. Yeah. I'll take Houston just because they're at home, but I hope it ends up in a tie.
Oh, we'll see if it does. I guess you never know. It does happen.
Well, since it's two franchises of futility at the moment, I feel like you have to pick the saddest outcome, which would be the home team loses. So I'm going with the Titans.
You're going with the Titans.
Yeah.
There you go.
I am also going with the Tennessee Titans on the road. And it's just because I got a buddy who's a Titans fan and nothing good ever happens for him. So I hope he has Sunday. I just want him to have Sunday, you know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Colts, Rams. This one happening in L.A. The Colts are undefeated. L.A. is 2-1. Jason?
I'm going to go, I hate to say it, I'm going with the Rams.
Oh, no. Oh, you're going with
I know. I threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Yeah, yep. The Rams it is. Tom Pagnozzi.
Well, I have the running back in fantasy, so I need the Rams to roll.
Wow.
I know it's not a popular call in St. Louis, but I'm going to go with the Rams.
Uh-oh. Well, once we heard you were a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
All a bets Cowboys were off.
Fan. It all went bad. It went bad then, right?
It went south.
You just made every Cardinals fan is so sad because Tom Pagnozzi just said he loves
the
Cowboys.
Never meet your heroes. Yeah. That's what they tell you.
Yeah, don't meet your heroes. Yeah. And he's rooting for the Rams? Oh, no.
My first favorite Cardinal player of all time.
Oh, thanks. Sorry to disappoint.
All right, Amy, who are you picking?
Well, I'm picking the Colts. Indianapolis as a city. I think they've done a fine job. They're great at hosting conferences.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also picking the Rams.
Gross.
Rams are going to win that game. They're going to go to 3-1. Both teams will be 3-1 after that. This is a really good one that's going to happen. Ravens and Chiefs, and amazingly, both teams are 1-2.
Wow.
It's incredible. Both teams 1-2. Jason?
I'm definitely going with the Chiefs. I've never really liked the Ravens or any Baltimore team. There's no reason. I just don't like Baltimore teams. Plus, I mean, the Chiefs, come on.
Fair. Totally fair. Tom Pagnozzi.
Baltimore.
Wow. Both these teams are so much better than 1-2. I know it.
I'm with Jason. Like, I cannot stand Baltimore teams. I don't know why. I don't like them. I don't like the Ravens. I don't like the way their uniforms look. I am picking them, though. I am picking the Ravens.
I thought you were picking the Chiefs.
No.
I thought you were about to say that. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm with you guys, with Tom and Amy. I am also picking the Baltimore Ravens on the road. I think they're just really good. And
even
Kansas City is still good.
Even
with their poor tackling, they're going to win. Yeah. Lamar Jackson's going to have a big afternoon. All right, this one stinks. The Bears are on the road facing the Raiders in Las Vegas, Jason.
This is for you, man. I'm going with the Bears.
Whoa. Yeah. Atta boy.
The Bears.
Atta boy.
He sacrificed himself on the altar of altar of fandom.
The Bears altar. Tom Pagnozzi, what do you think between the Bears and the Raiders?
The Bears.
Yeah,
wow.
Tom.
Yeah.
Let's go. Oh, man, it's going to be lit.
Yeah, this guy.
So the Bears-Raiders play at the same time as the Chiefs game is on, 325.
Wow.
Yeah, so
there you go.
I'm going to have to go find a place to watch it.
You're going to have to find a place to watch
it. Or I'm going to have to pirate it because I'm not giving the NFL money for Sunday ticket.
Well, the Bears are going to lose to the Raiders.
Oh, shut up.
They are. They're going to lose. Up. I'm sorry. So I'm going with the Raiders.
Nope. Bears
I'm going
win.
Against Parkway West against the Bears.
Amy's picking Vegas. I am obviously picking my beloved. The Bears are going to win on Sunday. Book it, baby.
Okay.
And they're going to move to 2-2. They should be 3-2. They should have beat the Vikings. Come on, man. All right. Last game. It is the Packers and Cowboys. This is the Sunday night game, so you have to give us the winner and then the total amount of points scored, Jason. And by the way, the over-under in this one is 47.5, to give you an idea.
I've always been, as a kid, a Dallas Cowboys fan as well, like Pegs. So So, but I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers over Dallas.
Uh-oh.
I know it's the homecoming of the guy that they just traded for, so that's going to be a pretty cool game to watch, actually, to see how that all goes down.
How many points?
I'm going to say 30.
30 total points. Okay, that's a low-scoring game.
Wait, 30 total?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Wow.
All right, Tom, what do you think?
Well, the Cowboys are going to roll. They're finally going to show up. They're going to roll. They're going to give up probably 30 and score 40. So 70.
Whoa! 70 points. Holy mackerel.
See?
That is a total.
Wow.
All right.
So I thought I was shooting high here. Because I have 62 total points. I had that written down already, but 70. But I'm doing 62 and the Cowboys.
You are picking the Cowboys.
Right away.
That's right.
Right away.
So I am also going to pick Dallas, even though back deep in my mind, I know it's not going to happen. I cannot root for Green Bay right now. I cannot do it. I hate them. And just, I can't. So I'm picking Dallas 50 points. I'm taking the over 50 points.
Look at this spread, 30 to 70.
So there it is, Jason.
I'm either going to be last or first.
that's right. Jason,
my feeling is the only way the Cowboys can win, they're going to have to score 40 because they're giving up 30.
You know what? That is absolutely right. Their defense is not good, but they can score.
Swiss cheese,
baby.
Can
I say one thing before you go?
Yes.
I was a Cardinals baseball fan since a kid, and I just remember Pegged and Jack Clark was my first memories as a Cardinal, and I just want to say thank you for all the great memories.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
How about
That's
that? Awesome. Jason, thank you for playing. Good luck in the postal world. Don't go postal.
Oh, my gosh.
Just be postal.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh, my
God. And thank you for listening to us, and you know what you get if you win?
A big old lot of nothing.
That's right.
That's right.
Thanks very much, Jason. And Tom Pagnozzi, it was great to talk to you. Thank you for being with us today. And, you know, hopefully this was fun. Of course, you get nothing. You're the celebrity, so you don't get anything for being a part of this.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it. Had a good time. And now let's see who wins it.
That's right.
Let's go. Tom Pagnozzi, former Cardinal All-Star Gold Glover with FanDuel Sports Network as a studio analyst. We really appreciate you. Thank you, Pags.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
That is Tom Pagnozzi with us.
I love everything about it except for the Dallas Cowboys thing, but love it.
I have to pick Dallas.
Yeah.
I have to. I need them.
Well.
Sunday night's going to be really big for me. Let's go, Cowboys. All right. That's our no prize pick 'em. If you are interested in participating, now, Jason does get to come back next week if he wins. That's the only real reward here. But if he doesn't win, we'll be looking for somebody new. If you are interested in participating in the no prize pick 'em, if you're available Fridays at 11 o'clock, let us know by sending a text message to 314-436-7900. Give us your name and somebody might reach out to you. Also, you can tweet at us. At Chris Amy KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.